is Natasha Bedingfield there with these words. Just coming up to 9 minutes past ten, you're listening to Michelle Ward on Phoenix 98 FM. Now, that was a bit of a rhyme. I didn't even mean to do that. Right, I'm joined in the studio by Alan and Katie, who are from St Francis Hospice. And they've come in to talk about Frankie's Classic Car and Bike Festival and Vintage Market, which is on Sunday the 31st of August. So, good morning to both of you. Thanks for coming in.
Good morning.
Now, just to, if people don't, before we talk about the event, St Francis Hospice does such an amazing job for the local community, as well as in the hospice and actually going out to treat people with life-limiting illnesses. How did you guys get involved? First with yourself, Alan, because you're a volunteer.
Yes, I've been a volunteer there for 5 years now, and I got involved because my partner had terminal cancer, and they cared for her superbly, I have to say. I was involved with the inpatient unit, their hospice at home service, and their daycare unit, and was amazed at the help and support they gave. It was tremendous, yeah.
Mm. And it's one of those things, until you actually need that service, it's probably not at the forefront of people's minds, but when you actually need them, what a fantastic job they do.
I think that's true, and people aren't sure quite what they do and how it all works. It was such a positive thing, the support that was there and the way they went about it. And there are some fantastic people who will give people the support when they really need it, which is exactly what you were saying, yeah.
And also they do so much throughout the year with fundraising. There's always something going on at St Francis Hospice, so if you can't make one event, you'll always be able to make another one.
Sure,
they've got much stuff going on. They really have a really well organised group they are as well. And coming to yourself, Katie, what is your role at St Francis?
I'm a senior event fundraiser. I work in a team of four on the event side. And we've got over 20 events throughout the year that we need to manage and run. So we really need support from our local communities to come along to these events. So hopefully Frankie's Car Show is one of those. It's for all the family. So.
And also, if you do want to put on an event for St Francis Hospice, you have, besides your 20 events that you're involved in, people do events and they send the money in.
Absolutely.
So there's loads of stuff throughout the year, isn't
there? And
we've
got the community side of the events team as well. And they look after those who want to open their gardens or host a quiz night. If anyone's got any ideas, we're all of the fundraising team are there to support. So.
And just how many beds is it? Is it 16 or 20 beds? Do you know?
I think it's about 20.
20 beds. And do you know, I think the cost is, is it over £6 million a year to keep the hospice?
Well, I think it's closer to £8 million a year.
Yeah.
And interestingly, Katie's probably more of an expert on this than I am, but about 25% of that is funded from the NHS.
Yeah, the rest.
But if you think £6 million has to come from the local community, from events like this and what people donate.
It's absolutely the support of the local community that brings the rest of the fundraising money in.
Yeah.
To keep the hospice going. If we didn't have that support, we truthfully wouldn't be able to run the hospice.
Now, you've got these amazing events that go on throughout the year, as we all know, because I know you've been in quite a lot, not you two in particular, but all of the guys and girls coming from St Francis. So on Sunday the 31st of August, which is the bank holiday, I believe
it's the weekend after.
It's the week after.
It's the week after, yes.
I won't forget my friend's birthday now, because it's on the 31st. You've got Frankie's Classic Car and Bike Festival and Vintage Market. So tell us all about how the idea came up. And
yes, it came up 3 years ago. This is year three of the Car Fest, and I foolishly said someone ought to organise something like a classic car show for the hospice, and there didn't seem to be anybody else around, so I said, well, let's give it a shot. Year one, it went quite well. Last year we tried to improve it was even better, and this year is looking bigger and better still, so we're really hoping for big things this year on it.
And what sort of cars are going to be there? What sort of, for people into the
I would say anything. It's called classic cars, but which we would probably define as something 20 years old or more. But in reality, we'll let any cars come along, particularly if they're interesting or exciting or nice colours or whatever it might be. We've got a huge range. The oldest car so far this year is a 1935 Austin, if you're into pre-war cars. Because it's being held at a Ford site, it's at their Dunton Technical Centre, just off the A127. We tend to get lots of 60s, 70s Fords, so Escorts, Cortinas, Ford Anglias, all the ones people remember from their youth, probably, or certainly my youth, anyway. We've also got some quite exciting cars as well. We've got some few Aston Martins so far. We've got some Lotuses, Jaguars, some Porsches. This week we just had our fourth Ferrari entered, a lovely mid-1980s Ferrari Testarossa, if people want to come and see that. We've got lots of American cars, Ford Mustangs, Pontiac Firebirds, that sort of thing. One of my favourites, a very rare Gordon Keeble, which a lot of people won't have heard of, so you need to come along to the Car Fest and see it.
Oh, right, OK. How many cars do you reckon will be there on the day? Do you know?
Or well, last year we had about 300 on display. This year we're well ahead of our target for bookings. Yeah. So I would say if it's a nice day, there'll be more than 300. It'd be nice to get 400 or more there. The interesting thing is that the first 200 cars booked in actually get priority parking on the famous Dunton Test Track, the track around the Dunton Technical Centre.
Yep.
And we're already three quarters full on that. So if anybody locally has got a classic car or a classic bike they want to enter, get in quick to get on the test track. We'll still let people enter after that, and you'll be in the other display area. But the test track is filling up rapidly.
Yeah. And do you have to pay to actually display the car? Or
there is a £10 entry fee, but all of that money will go towards the hospice funds. We're not taking any profit out of it at all. So.
That's excellent. That's foul. I wondered how you're going to get the money then. I was like, that's so fantastic.
And obviously the public can come along as well.
Yep.
It's 2 months away, so we'll be reminding people of that clear of the time.
Yep.
And public admission on the day will be £5 per person. Yeah.
Okay, and under 12s getting for free as
Absolutely,
well.
Absolutely, yes.
Now, the other side of it, you've got a vintage market as well, and you've got music. So tell us all about what's happening.
Yeah, we have. Well, look, I've been with the hospice a year, and I brought with me my contacts on the vintage scene. Last year I bought in the vintage market, which was really popular.
Yeah.
It gave the wives and the daughters something to do while the men were looking at the cars.
I must admit, as a petrolhead, I thought vintage market, but it was superb last year.
It really went well together, didn't it? So this year, on popular demand, I'm bringing it back.
Yep.
So we've got vintage stores. They'll be selling vintage clothing, homeware, bags, accessories, and there'll be someone there doing vintage makeovers.
Oh, wow.
So if any of the ladies want some barrel curls in their hair, then they're on offer during the day as well. And the live music side of it, that's new for this year.
Mm-hmm.
So I've brought in, we've got four different acts coming. We've got a 60s surf band called the Q-trons.
Yep.
Cherry Morello, Megan McConnell, and a jazz singer, Nicole Peach.
Oh, right.
So they'll be rotating throughout the day. So if you come a bit later on, don't worry too much. You will catch them. They're doing two sets each. So they're coming along to support the charity.
Yep.
On our stage, so that's another whole aspect.
I think
that'll
really add something to it.
Yeah,
and fingers crossed for the weather.
Yes. That's it.
We've booked some good weather.
Yeah,
it's been sunshine the last 2 years we've done it. So.
Oh, excellent!
There'll be dance workshops as well, teaching jive and swing throughout the day, so you can actually have a go as well. So
excellent!
Yeah.
And there'll be some children's entertainment, various quad bikes, and various other things for the kids.
Will there be food and drink stalls?
Oh yeah,
plenty of it.
My heart is there, Alan. It's like, yes.
And the hospice are hosting a pop-up vintage tea room, so you'll be drinking from China. That's another...
Yeah. Again, very successful last year. People love to sit down and drink out of a China cup.
Yeah, and people watch. That seems very popular at the tea room.
Oh, excellent. Now, it's Sunday the 31st of August, Frankie's Classic Car and Bike Festival, plus you've got the vintage market and the music and the food stalls.
Yes.
If you want to get your car along, you can go to all the W St. Francis... No, SF. I'm going to get this wrong. sfh.org.uk. That's it.
That's
cool. I nearly got it. We will put the details up on the website. As you know, they are on the website anyway. If you go to all the W's Phoenix FM, you can click on from there. So if you've got a vintage car you want to put in for this, or you know somebody's got a vintage car, then it's £10 entry. Don't forget there'll be over 300 cars there on the day. You take along your children, take along your wife, because there's a vintage market and you've got all the food and the music and everything else. And it, what time does it kick off? 10 o'clock in the morning?
Right,
10 till 4.
Yep.
That's brilliant. Okay, if you want to email as well, fundraising@sfh.org.uk, or you can call 01708 771 431, or the best thing to do, just go to our website, allthewsphoenixfm.com, and you can click on the link from there. Thanks very much for coming
in.
I think I'll be along to that.
It'll be a great day.
Thanks so much. 10:18, here we go with All Wells.